Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
I also remember in 2009 when the Browns traded down like three times and they got to the 21 pick. Now, they ended up using it on Alex Mack, who was really, really good for them. But Clay Matthews, that was a year where he was like thought to be a top 10 pick and he fell to like the mid-20s to Green Bay. Mm-hmm. And I remember the whole time, I was like, come on. We had Clay Matthews. Give us Clay Matthews, the junior. Come on now. And then obviously they took Alex Mack. They ended up being fine. There is, I know they play different positions because Clay in Green Bay was a edge rusher. Carson Schwechter reminds me a bit of just like the missing. If you put him next to Casey Matthews and Clay Matthews Jr., you can't tell me he's not like the missing Matthews brother, which I love that. I never got Clay Matthews here.
Yeah.
I never got the second iteration of Clay Matthews. So now it's like, oh, and this one actually plays the Clay Matthews I grew up watching, his position. The universe corrects itself eventually.
I like this for Carson, especially since, remember a few weeks ago when we had Coach Riz on, and Coach Riz was telling us how he was overshooting some of his assignments, and it felt like he was playing with almost too much speed out there, and as a rookie, he's just got to get used to that, and he was over-pursuing a lot of his plays, and it seems like, obviously, that's not much of an issue right now. Like, it's good people are talking about this way about Carson.
Can I tell you one more unexpected thing that could happen here?
What's that?
It's got to be on the table after yesterday.
Okay.
It has to be. All right?
I can take it off the table. You want to put it on that table, I might kick that thing right off the table.
I don't think you can because I think it's the Browns. If Shador doesn't look good in practice, there's a chance they just roll Bailey Zappe out there on Sunday.
I want to kick that off the table.
I know you do.
I don't like that presentation to the table.
I just think, like, barring something unexpected, the only other thing other than...
But it does nothing. And I know you know that, but it does nothing. If this is a whole fact-finding mission, don't you just want to see if he can move the ball down the field, if he can throw the ball deep, all 100%. These type of things. I think this is where I'll give the Browns credit. They have taken a lot of heat over the past few days about the idea that you didn't practice them with the ones and Bailey Zappe should have been the backup quarterback, because if this was truly just a redshirt year, then what is he even doing being the backup quarterback? I'll give them the credit with the idea that they're trying to find out as much as they can about these guys. And so if this means now Shador is in, great. You get to find out a little bit more about these guys.
Also, a lot of people claim today, I'm not going to make a bold statement off of a half a football, and then said things like, he wasn't prepared to be the backup. And it's like, he just had a bad half of football. I think
call it what it was. It was just a bad half of football.
I think the idea that we're going to judge his aptitude as a backup solely off that. And make a sweeping proclamation of, well, he just wasn't ready, or he just had a bad half of football.
In a game that obviously didn't match up well with him at all. I mean, the Ravens are one of the few teams in the NFL where you're like, yeah, they can pressure all day, they can blitz all day. In recent weeks, it seems like their defense had been much better than what they'd been in the first, I don't know, 6-7 weeks of the season. Like, it was a bad time to have that situation. That's why I told you on Friday that I was scared of the idea of him popping in at least at the half or just making really his first NFL start in that moment.
Now, at the same time, you got to look good in practice. Because if this is the team, we're big on protecting young players.
Sure.
I can absolutely see them pulling that. 216-474-0092. Let's go with Fred in Maple Heights. Fred, welcome to the show.
Man, that Clay Matthews thing, man. Schlesinger, he's gonna be a beast, man. I'm really liking him. If we could get, you know, a little bit more out of Mason Graham. I know we don't talk a lot of defense. I'm a defense first guy, but if we could just get a little bit more out of Mason Graham, I think he did good, man. With the pushing Lamar back into the pocket to allow Myles Garrett to get those sacks. But we need a little bit more havoc coming from him.
I mean, so Mason Graham's got 17 hurries on the season. That's second best on the team. Myles Garrett, for proper context, is 22 total. Like, Mason Graham is getting there, buddy.
He's getting there. That's good. I'm not a big stat chaser, man, so that's good to know right there. I'm just going off the eye test what I see.
And we are eye test guys here, so you're right about that.
We're just a couple football guys footballing it up.
Eye test, what does your gut tell you, Fred?
All right, my gut tell me right here, man, that we need to get Shador more reps with the first team.
That's good defense.
I hope he's going to get it now. He should have had it. I heard people going back and forth about this earlier. But if he wasn't getting them, I think that's a disservice to the Browns because you drafted him for a reason. You knew what came with him. And I think if you put him against our defense, which is, you know, a pretty elite defense, I would say still, I think it just gives him more of something to expect, man. But at the end of the day, what can any quarterback do if we're going to allow a lot of those blitzes to come through the line like they do, man? Like, I'm just sorry, man. We had one of the best offensive lines at one point, but they were good for the zone running, if I'm right, right? We haven't really had an offensive line that was really good with keeping quarterbacks in the pocket, and that's what they want, or that's what Shador is supposed to be. And I just think it's not really fair to judge Dylan or Shador based off of some of the gameplay that we've been getting from the offensive line. That's all I want to say.
Fred, we appreciate you. There's some good gut stuff in there.
Yeah, somebody took their probiotics.
So, all right, on one hand, when it comes to the offensive line, the offensive line played very poor yesterday. It should also be noted that some of the coverage stuff, that's kind of the quarterback terrain as well. Like, there were a lot of people who called out the fact that there were three offensive linemen on the right side of the field, and I can't remember, but basically...
Yeah, and he was like, this isn't helping your case the way you think that it is.
Yeah. I mean, like, yeah. That's kind of on Shador to kind of take care of that. At the same point, like, yeah, I do just want to see the... And listen, I understand that this next week might end up being really abysmal. I cannot guarantee you that Shador is going to play well and this is all going to be great and we're going to feel groovy next Monday and it's going to be, you know, hey, maybe we don't need to force a quarterback. I can't say any of that stuff. What I can tell you is seeing four passes that look like this kid can make a shadot anytime he wants to, that's a hell of a lot more enticing than watching the lowest A dot in football in Dylan Gabriel.
For sure. By the way, PFF's pass grade on the Browns is a 36. The second worst team is a 49.5. Like, there's a gap between even 32 and 31 from a pass protection standpoint. But I just find it so fascinating. You know, all day today, everyone's like, no Alt, no Slater. Of course Justin Herbert looks bad. You can't even judge him off these games if you don't have your starting left and right tackle. And it's like, what do you think the Browns have been dealing with all year long?
Yeah, and can I to get back to something we talked a little bit about earlier, just to trying to remember everything Fred went down through there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I think the why Shador didn't get first team reps, I think, is absolute gray area. Because I think it is fair to say that there were a fair amount of young quarterbacks in NFL history that don't get first team reps before seeing the field, certainly when they're the backup. While also the Browns committed a lot of first team reps in practice, in preseason, and then of course in the regular season the first 4 weeks. So I do think it's a gray area. I would have loved to see the Browns have a commitment to Shador with even just 5% of the first team reps in practice, but I understand they were trying to do everything they could to get Dylan Gabriel ready, with the idea that maybe they didn't have to play Shador at all this year if Dylan looked good.
Right, that was clearly what they were going for, which, by the way, Shador should have 100% of the snaps with the first team this week, and so we'll see how this starts to develop.
Bailey Zappe needs at least 30%.
Right. Send Bailey Zappe to the moon for all
I
care right now.
Maybe we should activate.
Get the practice reps on Mars right now.
Maybe we should get that. You know what? Has Minnesota cut the third-string quarterback they had who was from Minnesota?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.